With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
All right, go ahead. Shoot away.
All righty. So I guess I'll just give myself a quick introduction. So, so as you know, you might know, my name's Tin. I've been coaching for probably about, I'd say, 6 years now.
Okay.
I've coached pretty low level, sort of, you know, very, very local, and I'm moving my way up towards domestic, as you may have seen from yours, you know, maybe interviewing other Australian coaches.
Yep.
Domestic. And then now I'm assistant coach at a rep level team.
Okay.
Which has been great. So I guess my few questions are,
what's after rec level?
So when you start going rep, then there's levels within rep, sort of like a prestige of sorts. So like you become in your state. If you go to, I think if it's like Metro is best in your region in our particular state, Victoria.
Yep.
And then I can't remember what the level's called where you're like the top 20 teams in your state, basically.
And what's the biggest city not close to you?
So I'm in Melbourne.
Melbourne. Okay. That's on my bucket list. All right. I love Melbourne. Okay.
Yep. So I've been given a task by my head coach to come up with sort of a quick hitting low level post play.
Okay.
I haven't been able to, I guess, have been able to find one that suits what I particularly want. So in our team, the way our basketball competition runs is there's top age and bottom age. So our boys are playing under 16s, but they're going to turn 14. They are 14-year-olds at the moment.
Okay.
So I've got one boy, he's probably about a bit taller than me, so about 6 foot, and very skinny guy, but great in the post. So we want to get the ball into there as fast as we can. So our system we kind of run is we're running a variation of 5-out.
Okay.
And I'll just draw it up for you.
Yeah, draw it up.
Makes sense.
So the issue is you're playing bigger kids. How is he going to be able to post up?
Yeah, that's our issue. that's our issue in regards to that, because we came up, we've been doing well. We've been playing a tournament for the last couple of days, and we've played really well against teams that are our age or similar to our age. We've been really good, but we came up against this team who's like, they're all top age boys, all of them are about my height, 5'11", big boys. And they just like we played well for the first half, but they just creamed us in the second half. And mind you, it was like a 35 degree day, no aircon in our court. So it felt like 40.
Right.
And so they just ran out of half in the end. But I think in all honesty, we played all right, but I think we just turned the ball over too much. So the way out, if you can see.
Yep.
I'll just draw like that. This.
Perfect. Yep.
All right, cool. So we got point, wing, post. Oh, sorry. Corner, corner. So the ball is going to go that way, and you're going to screen this way.
Okay. So, you're going to pass, move it up a little bit towards your head. So move the, perfect. So you pass to the wing, and then he screens away to the other wing.
He screens away.
Yep.
And then this screener holds until the corner guy comes across. He's curling in. And then, and let's say none of the passes come through, the screen guy will then go to the corner.
You flare over. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yep. And that circle kind of repeats itself. That's what we're trying to get them to run.
Okay. And what are you looking for out of that?
So we're basically, what has worked in our game last night was it came to this pass, pass there, as you can see the curl, that pass gets them most of the time. But you, if you keep repeating the action, you eventually catch them out for different actions as well. And sometimes the boys kind of go freestyle and end up just doing whatever.
So why, so there's, where's the help coming from defensively on that? So the guy in the corner is probably helping a lot, right? The guy in the corner on your, by your right hand there.
Yeah.
He's probably jumping down and helping a lot on that curl, right? So you're getting over.
Yeah, we have, in all honesty, we probably haven't played enough teams to determine, because I think we played some really good teams that we were a lot better than them offensively and defensively. Okay. So we haven't seen that rotation really take a hold. But let's say if we come up against the big boys and let's see how they rotate. And if they rotate really well, we do pass it there, and we will most likely take a three or drive in.
Right.
But I think our team looks to drive more than to shoot.
Okay. Yep. So what are you looking for? You're looking for a post look out of this?
Yeah.
Okay, so why wouldn't the guy that's curling just stop in the post? Where does he go after the post?
Well, if he's curling after the post, he's going to then come back through. So then they're going to rotate again.
Oh, okay. So I'm just saying the wing guy could curl and stop at that mid post and look for the
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or he could keep going. Or he could keep going, right? If he's curling, he could keep going all the way to the opposite low block.
Yep. So he can curl all the way across there, and then the ball. So obviously, the ball is already there anyway. So then, he can go in.
Or what could happen is then what you could do is, so let's say the ball goes to the corner where your right hand is.
Yep.
So then, what could happen is that guy curls, and then he could come set a back screen for the wing, and then the wing could post up.
Oh, yep. So like the ball is here.
Here, yep.
And then
the guy that just curled is in the low block.
Yep.
He's right there. He could go set a back screen, and the guy that just passed it to the corner. That's a hard thing to defend. And then he could post up. If you're looking for a quick, like boom, boom, ball goes to the corner, set a back screen, because back screens are really hard to defend.
Yeah. I see that. So just to make my understanding a bit clear. So it's basically curls across the low block,
yep,
calls for the ball for about a few seconds, then sets a back screen, and then it's a cut pretty much. And looking for that pass there.
And then a post, yep. And then a post.
Post or a pass.
I would make the rule when the ball goes to the corner,
yeah,
automatic back screen.
Yeah, it's pretty much our rule as well. It's pretty much if the ball goes there, then the wing player will set a screen for the person that they just passed it to. That's kind of our rule. But
But I would like that back screen. That would open up some stuff on the other side, on that side, I think.
Yeah, that's work. I'll make the recommendation. That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. So Now, my other scenario where I coach my sister's domestic team, and I've coached them for about 3 years, but obviously we haven't played in about 10 months because of coronavirus. So what happened in our particular state was we locked down in March. We're going to open up in July, but then we got a massive outbreak in July. So that shut
because July, pretty much. Your July, like that's winter. That's cold there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then there was an outbreak during hotel quarantine. And so that got out across everywhere in Victoria. Right. So we were basically locked up for an extra 5 months.
Okay.
So we really lost two seasons in domestic. It kind of goes winter, summer, and it goes all year round.
Okay.
With breaks in the school, breaks is followed in terms of school holidays.
Okay.
In our domestic league. And so I've got to get the girls back. I'm having a training session, thank God, on a Saturday, just before our game on Sunday.
Okay. What are you going to do in that?
So my question was that, so what I was planning to do was mainly get the girls back up and running, see where they're at in terms of fitness.
I would get them playing.
My mentality about running is that I hate running just for running. I like to run and play.
Yeah.
So I'll make them play small side games, you know, 3-on-3.
Some 3-on-3.
Just to see.
Yep. And then I would try to get some shots up. How have they been able to get on courts at all?
Oh, I don't reckon they have. It's sort of a bit of a relaxed team in that regards, in terms of I don't push them. You know, it's sort of a fun rec league for them.
Right.
So I don't really push them too hard in terms of that. So I reckon I'll be pretty rusty. So I like to run a good barometer.
I'd wear a helmet after 10 months of that shooting.
I might stand on the other side of the court and just yell across the court.
Right.
So what I like to run is horseshoe, where I just get them to shoot block shots, elbow shots, and we'll get the threes when we get to threes. But so that's mainly how I would have done it. But my question that I've actually been meaning to ask for probably a long time now is applying skills from training into a game. I actually got feedback from one of my girls saying that they just didn't.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
See how any of the training, some of the skills I was teaching have applied to games. Even though in my head I saw it clearly, I couldn't see how to translate it to them to make sense.
Okay.
And over the last couple of years, it has translated and we have been working better.
Right.
So I just wanted to get an understanding from you. How do we get the girls to understand skills from training or from a small-sided game to translate?
Yeah, so what skills are you trying to teach them? Start with what you're trying to teach first before you dive into the other stuff.
Okay, so what I really want to teach them with my girls is to have more confident ball handlers and more people looking to attack instead of just stand with the ball and pass.
Okay.
Yep. So I what I really try to teach them is, when you're driving, you're looking to, you know, fake away, whether it's a crossover, jab step, that sort of thing, and to move aggressively in a straight line. Sort of the girls kind of like to do a little bit of a long
banana, I call them banana cuts.
But just a long drive, and they don't really drive in a particular straight line. So it just takes a long time. And I have a few girls that, you know, can really do that, but I would like my whole team to be able to do that. To get them to understand that, you know, as I heard from your previous podcast, you know, I think the girls stop growing at a certain height. So I've had this girl that's
late middle school,
sort of like almost my height, and she's been that way since like pretty much she was 12, done, really.
Probably done. Yeah. So, okay. So you want to teach them how to handle the ball.
Yeah.
And then how to attack the rim.
Yeah.
Okay. So then everything you do should be have those two things built into it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're working on an out of bounds play. It doesn't matter if you're working on your defense. It doesn't matter if you're working on small sided games. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Everything should have those two skills based into it. Like dribbling and attacking the rim. So even if it's a shooting drill, it should be like you maybe you're in groups of two or three. They dribble, they attack, and then they kick out whatever it is that you need to specifically work on. Do you, what, going back to this young lady that said she wasn't, did she give you more specifics on what she felt like you weren't doing?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Girls are kind of like that. Like, I guess my girls haven't. I mean, I get along with them great. And
right.
Like, they're all my sister's age. So, right. I mean, right. So that's fine. And, you know, I think they're just learning to give feedback to someone that's a bit older than them. So they probably a bit unsure of what they can say and stuff. So obviously I'll be working on that just to see if they, if I think my barometer is if my training isn't showing in games or they're not doing exactly how I envisioned them, then.
Right. Then you have to think about your offense. Does your offense feed into that? The type of offense you're running? Does the type of defense?
Yeah.
That's what you have to think about. Maybe you're, I mean, if you're running like a structured, like swing offense, that doesn't really fit into those two things you just described, dribbling off the, you know.
Yeah. I think for me, that it will really depend on the girls. I've kind of, with this particular team, I've been very, very flexible with the structure in terms of how I run things. But we run sort of more of a four out, one in. Scenario, okay. If you can imagine that.
Yep. And why do you do that?
Why do we do that? We have a couple of tall girls. This girl that I had that I told you about that she just stopped growing after pretty much 12.
Right.
She likes to stand on sort of if the extended low blocks.
Right.
And over the years when I've tried to run five out, she not that she hasn't bought into the system. I think she just feels more comfortable being closer to the ring.
She's in like the short corner, like not.
Yeah, pretty much the short corner.
Okay.
And I've adapted my system to work with that. So basically telling her, hey, if the ball's on this side, I want you to move to the opposite side. And, you know, and I think she gets a lot of joy out of actually being there because she can make some of the easier shots, like banking it in from the backboard and stuff.
So what do you do when she's not playing?
Well, when she's not playing, geez, I'm trying to remember.
That's been so long.
It's actually been that long. I'll tell you, the last match I played or I coached was March the 1st, 2020. So it's almost been over 10 months. So
my memory is a bit... I think that's close to the last time I coached a game too. It's crazy.
So my brain is a bit like... I can't actually remember.
No, what I'm saying is, so you should think about, like, again, dribbling, attacking. When she's not in, then how can you adjust your offense? And when she is in, maybe she should come set some ball. Some ball screens. Maybe she should, like, things that would cause your dribblers, again, to attack and to work on their ball handling. And if she ball screens, that might be something that, like, maybe there's a call where she comes and does that from the opposite block or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Geez, I think I've actually ran out of questions already. You've answered that most of them.
Oh my gosh. Yay for me.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have too many questions because I hadn't seen my girls in about 10 months. So I don't exactly know.
Well, I think you'll have more questions. We'll get on another call. I think you'll have more questions once you see them.
Yeah. Once I see them. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely
do pressure. Do you press and do all those things a lot?
Yeah, I think as much as you harp on in previous podcasts about maybe other people or other coaches from other systems type on about full court press from a young age, I did that a lot with my girls at a young age because it gets them engaged. I find
fun.
Like they just if I told them to go back, they're just like, you know, go back and they'll just sort of pick up a man and sort of do that. So I
thought, I was talking to a coach the other day. It's like, you got to make it fun. You got to make it fun. If it's not fun, they won't do it. They won't do it.
And I think the unique thing about my girls before COVID was that they were a pretty fit team. Right. Like I could push, like I had a couple of girls that do rowing. So I don't know if that's a,
oh, the
if that's
a sport. Crew. It's called crew.
Yeah. Crew.
Oh, that's crazy. So,
like,
they're strong.
They are fit. Like I could make them play the whole game if I really needed them to.
Don't arm wrestle them, cause they'll kill you, man. They're strong. The people yeah. that grow.
They are fit.
Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah.
Hopefully they haven't put on the COVID-15 like I've tried to fight, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh my yeah, goodness. Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, I was actually talking to a couple of them, actually talking to the parents over the last couple of weeks. So they're actually back in rowing already, and they just did a rowing competition probably last Saturday. So hopefully they're relatively fit coming into the season, which will be good.
So, I would definitely what I've told a couple coaches too is I would definitely jot stuff down, like yeah. because you're gonna see stuff that it's gonna blow you away, like holy crud, they're out of shape, or holy they're not even setting screens because you got to remember this has been a really long gap for them. And every coach that's kind of come back, I said you really got to start, I mean, take something that you can jot notes down, because you're going to forget all the stuff that, like, holy, I need like six more practices. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's tough in terms of it's, you know, you get one practice a week and there's less available courts now because of, you know, certain schools don't feel comfortable, you know, hosting COVID. So we're not going to get the same, probably we may not get the same facilities as we once did of indoor courts and stuff like that, which would be tough. But I think just getting the girls back and, you know, just getting them back to playing would be just great.
Well, I think so too. All right. Let me know if you have any other questions. I want to hear how it goes after you meet with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you know in probably a couple of weeks time, and I'll see if I can set up a meeting, or I'll let you know through email.
Yeah. Like that. And if you have any film, we could watch some film and I could look at them too. So if you have film, I don't know if you film your games, but.
Nah, I don't. I'm kind of sort of a one-man band, so a bit too much for me to
buy a tripod and put it in the corner. That's what I used to do. It will work. Yeah.
All right. I'll have to look into it.
Okay. All right. See ya.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like. We love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.